This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Reformation of the Mind. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sometimes we feel that if we do things purely for the sake of Allah's pleasure, we will incur loss. And hence, when it comes to reformation, the true reformation, we are not really properly obedient to Allah alone. Sometimes we have mixed motives, sometimes we're doing it for this dunya, sometimes we're taking into consideration the repercussions in this world, and hence, we are not pure in our intentions, right? Allah says in the Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse number 272, and whatever good thing you spend, it is to your own good. And you do not spend, but to seek Allah's pleasure. And whatever good thing you spend shall be paid back to you in full, and you shall not be wronged. Brothers and sisters, remember, Allah has promised to us in the Holy Quran, your reward in both the worlds is reserved with Allah. He has already promised it. If you are sincere in your intentions and if you're doing things for the sake of Allah, this is the real crux of that reformation of mind. Again, Allah says in Quran, chapter 4, verse number 114, there is no good in most of their secret counsels except for he who joins charity or goodness or reconciliation between people, and whoever does this seeking Allah's pleasure, we will give him a mighty reward. Mighty reward is what is being promised here. Not sure what mighty reward means when Allah promises it. Just imagine. It's some sort of an infinity. It's unlimited. Allah is saying it's a mighty reward. It's huge, right? So let's, inshallah, try to be sincere in our intentions and have that proper reformation of mind that starts reflecting in our actions. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the reformation of one's mind. And we're saying that the true reformation requires a prerequisite. The first step is reformation for the sake of Allah, not for any other purposes. Worldly people try to reform themselves in different ways and forms, but for this world. They don't do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, they do not necessarily follow the instructions given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's discuss these two types of people in today's show. The first one is they desire the gains of this world. They reform with this intention that I want this dunya. I want the gains of this world. And they're simply focused on the gains of this world, nothing more. They're not concerned about the gains of the hereafter. That's the first group. The second group is they desire the gains of the hereafter, and they're least concerned with the gains of this world. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 42, verse number 20 of the Holy Quran, whoever desires the gain of the hereafter, we will give him more of that again. And whoever desires the gain of this world, we will give him of it, and in the hereafter, he has no portion. So see, if you desire the hereafter, and if you're bringing about this reformation of mind and actions, ultimately actions, of course, right? They will be given more of that, okay? And this world is also guaranteed. But if you're seeking world, then the world may be given to you in this world. The dunya will be yours in this world, but you have no portion in the hereafter. So it's not like if you desire the gains of this world, Allah won't let you have them. No, He grants you the gains of this world. That's not an issue for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what matters is, do you have, and this is a critical question, do you have any share of these gains in the hereafter or not.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.